since President Trump took office, thousands of Ohio women have taken to the White House and the State House, advocating for abortion rights, equal pay, and lambasting what they see as misogyny in government policies. The slogan, "Remember in November," became one of their rallying cries. But will they? In a continuing series, the State House News Bureau breaks down how the two major party candidates for governor stack up when it comes to key issues. And this report is what Ohio's candidates are doing to win women's votes. It was a cold January day in 2017 when hundreds of women of all ages marched to the Ohio State House carrying signs demanding change. They weren't alone. Women throughout the state did the same thing in their communities, and they did it again in January of this year. Since then, many have been motivated by the Me Too movement and the contentious Supreme Court battle over new Justice Brett Kavanaugh in the face of sexual assault allegations.
This whole two-week effort has been a calculated and orchestrated political hit.
Women's enthusiasm may be high for November, but there are still no women leading either party's ticket for governor. Republican Lieutenant Governor Mary Taylor lost in a landslide to Attorney General Mike DeWine in that party's primary. On the Democratic side, all three women dropped out before the primary. Eventually, Betty Sutton joined the Cordray campaign as his running mate.
In a Cordray administration, there will be strong women in positions of important leadership and building and earning that record and the visibility, so they will be our political leaders of the future.
Sutton says that's not rhetoric.
Rich and I believe strongly that women should play an equal role in every aspect of society, and that is what our administration will reflect. That means ensuring that women get equal pay for equal work. It means making sure women are able to make decisions about their own health and their own lives.
Cordray favors abortion rights, and together, Cordray and Sutton plan to create the Ohio Commission on Women and Girls, a panel they say will make sure women have a seat at the table when it comes to state laws and policies.
Rich and I are going to end that war on women's rights at home and in the workplace.
Women are safer because of Mike DeWine. Mike DeWine, to me, is my savior.
That's a Cleveland area rape victim who is featured in a DeWine ad touting how his office processed a backlog of rape kits sitting in county-level police agencies throughout the state. DeWine offered to have the Bureau of Criminal Investigation test those kits. It's a talking point he makes over and over again in stump speeches and in debates with Cordray.
We ended up testing 12,000 that were out there when you should have tested them. We tested them because it was the right thing to do, because women needed that to have done.
DeWine's wife, Fran, is touring throughout the state, talking to women as part of what's being billed the Getting to the Heart of It All tour.
What we talk about is how we make our families safer and, you know, how we, you know, what's good for Ohio families, because I think that's what women want to hear about. You know, women predominantly, you know, are the ones that watch the children and they keep the homes together. And so they want to talk about what's good for families.
Mrs. DeWine says that's not to say her husband believes women should stay home and out of the workplace.
He's always had women run his offices. When he was in the U.S. Senate, it was women who were his chief of staff and his top people. You know, in the Attorney General's office, it's a woman who's the chief of staff.
However they choose to appeal to women, winning their support in November is critical. U.S. Census data show about 52% of registered voters in Ohio are women. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.